Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. And believe me when I tell you, we have a ton of things to talk about in the sports world. And most notably, my two favorite words in sports, and you know what they are. It's called Game 7, baby. A couple of them to talk about. With the Rangers, we got them to talk about, them and the Hurricanes. We got the Celtics and the Miami Heat to talk about. So, yeah, baby, Dorfman is up and ready to rock and roll once again. Hopefully you are too, Mike Wilson. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, considering everything that's going on with my team, like you pointed out to me on Facebook right now. But my blood pressure is good. Game 7, I'm going to have to make a choice tonight. Do I watch Game 7 with my Celtics or the Pac-12 Baseball Championship between Stanford and my own Oregon State Beavers? They're roughly about the same time, and what do I do? So it's going to be an interesting day. It was an interesting day yesterday. Just my blood pressure was through the roof at the Pac-12 baseball tournament. But it's over. The Beavs are in the title game against Stanford. So we'll see what happens when we get to that point. But here we go.
Seemed more like a football score than a baseball score. But, hey, I ain't mad at you. Wow, 22-23, whatever the heck it was. Are you kidding me? We got to take a break. On the other side, as usual, we'll have our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll talk hockey. We'll talk baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. That's YourCreditPulse.com.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfon Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorfon Sports. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorfon Sports there. All right, speaking of real, let's hook up with the real John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talked to him about hockey. We talked to him about baseball as well. We're going to start in hockey because it's just been... it's been too much not to talk about it with the craziness, with some of the crazy scores and just... what's happening on the ice. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. It's another day in paradise, as you know, here in the Valley of the Sun. It's just warming up a little bit, and you don't hear Mike bragging about the beautiful temperatures that we have anymore. So things are basically back to normal. But with that being said, nothing normal about this year's NHL playoff hockey. It's been absolutely fantastic. And I'll tell you the truth, it's been kind of needed for me because I'm sorry, I know Mike's team is still in it, the Boston Celtics and all that, but at the end of the day, this round of the NBA playoffs has been extremely difficult to watch, and not so much when it comes to NHL playoff hockey. It's actually a thing of beauty, to be honest with you. So you got the Avalanche and you got the Lightning, who are just kind of sitting there, you know, waiting around a little bit. And you got these Rangers and Hurricanes who are going at it in another Game 7. What more could we ask for from the playoffs, John?
Not an awful lot. It's been really interesting to see how some of these series have shaped up. And some of them have gone pretty much the way that I thought they would, and others have gone completely away from what I thought they would look like. This Carolina Ranger series is an interesting series. Just looking at the numbers this morning, and you know, you mentioned the Game 7. That Game 7 comes up Monday night in Raleigh, North Carolina, between the Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. And Carolina Hurricanes won the first round against Boston 4-3, each team holding serve, as you would put it, winning their home games, and that's exactly what we've seen in this series. Carolina winning three games at home and the Rangers winning three games at Madison Square Garden. So that sort of leads us to the next question, is that does that continue? Does home ice advantage continue in that series and therefore favor Carolina? Or is it time that the law of averages caught up and maybe the New York Rangers go into Raleigh and sneak a game and win a series? It's been a very interesting series because each team has sort of taken turns dominating. There's been a couple of close games, but realistically, each team has done well at home, and each team has gotten ahead at home and managed to hold on. So I think the first 5 or 10 minutes of that game on Monday night are going to be tremendously important for both teams. If the Carolina Hurricanes get that first goal and get the crowd behind them, maybe they think home ice advantage continues. If the Rangers can get the jump on it, take the crowd out of the game, Rangers have an awfully good chance of winning Game 7 on the road.
Good morning, John. Hope everything is good. I basically had a heart attack with my baseball team yesterday, and it wasn't fun. But anyways, we're talking Edmonton and Colorado. All right, everybody expects the Avs to win this series, but what's it going to take for Edmonton to take down the odds-on favorite here?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I've said for a long, long time that, in my opinion, the best two players in the game right now are Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon. One on each team, and you know, to me, they're 1 and 1A with the slight advantage going to McDavid. I know you've been watching a lot of the Western Conference games, and you've probably been impressed by both of these guys. And I don't know what was last week or the week before, you asked me which player on any team still in the playoffs could pick up a team and take it on his back, and I think my answer was Connor McDavid. And I think what we've seen in the last 7 or 10 days has kind of supported that. You know, here's a guy that has basically said, I'm going to be the best player. I want to be the best player. I'm going to carry my team, and I think that's exactly what he's done. And what he does at top speed is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, his skills not only are great, but he can carry out all those skills at top speed. So, in my opinion, the best player in the game, I think it's going to be a head-to-head contest as to which of those two stars comes out ahead. Neither team has got strong goaltending, in my opinion, which is pretty much a death sentence in the playoffs. Usually you ride a hot goalie. Smith has given up some pretty unusual goals. Kemper has not been all that good for Colorado. He's played behind a very good team. Perhaps Colorado has an advantage in that they, A, have the extra game at home, and B, that extra game is in a much higher altitude, and we know what kind of problems pro teams have in any sport when they go to Denver to play in that high altitude. I got to think that the first four games, two in Colorado, two in Edmonton, might be fairly even because each team is playing two games at home, and they will be in each locale for 3 or 4 days while those games take place. But I think as the series draws out, games 5, 6, and 7, if 5, 6, and 7 are necessary, there's going to be a bunch of traveling involved, obviously. I think the advantage at that point swings to Colorado simply because they'll be more accustomed to playing in that high altitude. So for me, if I'm Edmonton, I want to get an early jump in that series and maybe split those first two games in Denver, then take the two games at home, and maybe that makes their job a little bit easier. But I think it's going to be a heck of a series no matter what.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoff situation at the moment. And tell you what, it's been absolutely unbelievable. You know what else has been unbelievable is the heart of a champion. I mean, come on. Let's talk a little bit about this Tampa Bay Lightning and the run that they're having right now, John. It's remarkable, to say the least, right?
it is. You know, they won six in a row, and quite frankly, other than one game where they scored the winning goal fairly late in the third period, most of those games they've been dominant, starting with the last two games in the Toronto series. And they started each series on the road, and I believe they will start the next series on the road as well. I know if Carolina wins, Carolina will have home ice advantage. I think the Rangers and Tampa were tied in points over the course of the season. I'm not sure. They're in different divisions, so I'm not sure what the tiebreaker would be between those two, but I would think it would go to the Rangers because the Rangers finished second in their division and Tampa Bay finished third. So, you know, you talk about the heart of a champion, trying for three in a row, looking probably to start every series on the road. You know, maybe in some respects that's a good thing because it builds some team unity. But right now, the way Tampa Bay is playing and the fact that by the time that next series starts, which at the very earliest is going to be Wednesday evening, they are going to have had 7 or 8 days rest. So the question then will be, is it rest or rust? If it's rest and they've gotten over some injuries, put in some good practice time, obviously it's going to help them. If it makes them a little bit rusty and they get down early in the first game, they may have a little bit of a tough time getting back into that series after losing the first game. But right now, I think Tampa Bay is probably the team that's on a roll, certainly in the Eastern Conference. And I still believe that Colorado is a better team, but Colorado is going to have a tougher road to the final because we know that they had a tough time with St. Louis, and we know that they're going to have a tough time with Edmonton. So perhaps Tampa Bay has a little bit of an easier schedule, and sometimes that can help.
Yep, rest or rust will be interesting to find out, but I think we're on a collision course, hopefully. But I'll tell you what, the Edmonton team is playing pretty well, too, beating Calgary. The Battle of Alberta was fantastic. We got to take a break. We're coming back with our professor of sports, John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back. Keep it close.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All righty, my people. Welcome back in, everybody, to the Dorf on School Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. We are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk NHL hockey, but we also talk Major League Baseball, and it's that time to do that. And I'll tell you what, you look around the league and you see that the New York Yankees are almost 20 games over 500. You look at the Minnesota Twins and they continue to impress, and that lead in that division has grown a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. It's five, but the White Sox have started to wake up maybe a little bit. I know they're at a couple game loss and 4-6 in the last 10 or so, but at the end of the day, they're five games out, and I think that sooner or later, Minnesota might falter, but you never know. In the West, you've got the Astros and the Angels, and they're pretty much neck and neck, and hopefully the Angels can hang on, because it's been disappointment after disappointment for them. Let's keep it real, right? You look at the National League, and you look at the East, the Mets are on top there, and they're playing pretty well, and I think we'd all say, hey, it's only been a matter of time. Like, sooner or later, they're going to put it together, and what's happening to the Braves right now, a little bit under 500. Maybe they can step it up. We'll see. And then the Central, obviously, my Milwaukee Brewers, who are struggling with the St. Louis Cardinals right now, and that's not a good thing because you got to win those division games. And then you look at the National League West, where the L.A. Dodgers are on top and the Padres kind of pushing them a little bit, and looks like the Giants and Diamondbacks are a little bit under 500. Not surprising there, but Giants faltering a little bit. So seems like things are shaping up a little bit, John, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they certainly are about a quarter of a way into the season. And, you know, you talked about the various leads in the division, and we're starting to see them open up a little bit. Yankees at 5.5, the Twins at 5, the Mets at 8.5, all fairly comfortable leads. The Brewers and the Astros at 2.5, and the Dodgers have stretched it out to 3. And ironically, a week ago when we looked at this, the Dodgers were the team with the smallest lead. I think it was only a half a game over the Padres at that particular time. But we're 25% of the way into the season now, roughly. You know, we're at Memorial Day weekend, which is usually one of the barometers that I use to take a look and see, you know, whether a team is as good as it looks on paper, or whether there's been some surprises. And we talked about the surprises, both good and bad, last week. And it is about time for the Mets. But, you know, you look at the fact that the Mets have done all of this without Jacob deGrom. They're going to do the next 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks probably without Scherzer. Interesting to see whether the Mets pitching holds up, and I think the Mets' big advantage right now is that the rest of that division doesn't really want to seem to get back into the game. You know, they got an 8.5 game lead, but the Braves are the closest team to them, and the Braves are 3 games below 500. I don't think that's going to continue. I don't see the Braves as a sub 500 team for the rest of the season, but the Mets are making hay while the sun shines, and you know, a win in April and a win in May is just as good as a win in September, early October. So kudos to the Mets. You mentioned the Angels, and New York and Los Angeles, the two biggest cities in the country, have each got two pretty good teams right now. Angels falling apart a little bit in the last week. They've lost their last four, including the last three to the Toronto Blue Jays. I still think Los Angeles is a better team than we have seen in the last week, but I still think Houston is probably a better team top to bottom. You talked about the Chicago White Sox. I noticed that they decided yesterday to cut ties with Dallas Keuchel, designating him for assignment. My guess is he will get through waivers because of the size of his contract. That then makes him a free agent, and it, then you get the questions of who might potentially sign him at minimum major league salary to perhaps fill a bullpen spot, perhaps fill a fifth starter spot to eat up some innings, to save a bullpen. That's going to be interesting to see where he ends up. If he can get it together and somebody can sign him for the major league minimum, which is prorated over three quarters of the season, and you can get the Chicago White Sox to pay the balance, he could be a difference maker, but he's got to show an awful lot better than what he's shown so far in 2022. So lots of interesting things going on in baseball. The one that caught my eye yesterday was two rookies with the St. Louis Cardinals. You mentioned the Brewers and the Cardinals series. Nolan Gorman, rookie second baseman, and Matthew Liberatore, the rookie left-handed pitcher. This is an interesting story. In yesterday's game, Gorman got his first Major League home run and Liberatore his first Major League win. And what's ironic about that story is that these two kids from the greater Phoenix area have been friends since they were in Little League, since they were 4, 5, 6 years old. So they've kind of traveled this road together, and each of them gets a big milestone in the same game. And I don't mean to rub salt in it by saying it was against your Brewers, but it was nice to see that happen for two kids that have been friends that long to each have a moment to remember in the major leagues together.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Mike.
No, John, you know, look, I love Mike Trout. I just love what he brings to the game. I feel bad for him that he's languishing with the Angels for as long as he has been. But now Ohtani's there. They're 2.5 games back of Houston. Can they push Houston? Can they win that division? Are they good enough? Or are we seeing something that by the end is just going to fall by the wayside?
I think the latter. I think the Angels are much improved over what we have seen from the Angels in the last 5, 7, 10 years. But I still don't think they're up there with the elite. I think Texas is actually starting to push them now. And, you know, I look at that division, and maybe in the last 10 games, Texas are 6-4. They've won 4 in a row. And, you know, we looked at Texas at the start of the season, and they were something like 2-9, 3-11, something along those lines. All of a sudden, the Rangers are within a game of 500. So it's not that far out of the realm of possibility that Texas might even catch up with the Angels. The Angels have not looked spectacular the last 3 or 4 games. I've seen the last 3 games because they've been playing the Blue Jays. But there's just something missing with Los Angeles, and to me it still comes back to the age-old story that I just don't think they have enough pitching, and I think we've talked about this a number of times. And we're not the only people that have talked about the lack of pitching with the Angels. They made some poor decisions contract-wise over the years. I think it's come back to hurt them. I don't think money is a problem in terms of giving people contracts. They've just made bad choices with the way that they've spent their money. I think they're a better team than they have been, but I really don't see them being in an elite position. I think Mike Trout is going to be looking at the best at a wild card opportunity this year.
All right, so from maybe one team that's smoking mirrors to another team that might be smoking mirrors, Minnesota Twins, can they keep this up, John? Will the Sox figure it out? Because they've had so much hype and everyone thought that they were going to be the cream of the crop. Can they hang on? Just like he's asking you about the Angels, if they can push Houston.
Well, I think the Twins can, and I say that for a couple of reasons, because the White Sox, to me, are the only, I'm talking on paper here, the White Sox are really the only legitimate other contender in that division. With due respect to the Cleveland Guardians, the Tigers, and the Kansas City Royals, I don't think those three teams are in the same conversation as the White Sox and the Twins. Start of the season, I figured that was the White Sox division to lose, but as you've mentioned a couple of times when we've chatted every Sunday, White Sox have gone through a number of injuries. I don't think Lance Lynn has thrown a pitch for them this year. And we talked about Dallas Keuchel, so clearly there's problems in the rotation. That has not helped them. The Twins, to me, were a bit of an unknown quantity this year. 2 years ago, the Twins were an extremely good team. I thought they punched above their weight, quite frankly. And then last season I expected more, and it was the exact opposite. I didn't think they came even close to living up to their expectations. They got off to a poor start, and it really did not get a whole lot better. I think the Twins can hang on. I think it's going to get a lot closer than five games. I think come September the 1st, it's going to come down to how many games the Twins and the White Sox have between each other, and quite frankly, I have not looked at the schedule, so I don't know how often those two teams will meet in the month of September. But I see this dragging out over the course of the season, but it's important for the White Sox to keep it in five, six, maybe seven games over the next few weeks, because if they get to the point where it gets to 10 games, then I do think the Minnesota Twins have kind of got an upper leg on this thing. But Twins, to my mind, have been playing a little bit better than I expected. The White Sox below my expectations. But again, I'm not sure if that's perhaps as much injury-related as it is talent-related.
You know, John, in about a minute here, just tell me, can the Cardinals push the Brewers?
Yes, they certainly can. Assuming that they get some pitching, assuming that Flaherty comes back, assuming that Wainwright stays healthy, assuming that Hudson stays healthy and continues to win, the Cardinals need to sort out the middle part of their bullpen a little bit. But the Cardinals have shown with some of the guys they've brought up in the last couple of weeks, they've got some good young talent that looks like it's major league ready. We talked about Nolan Gorman earlier in the show. He's pushing Tommy Edman. That's pushed DeJong to the minors. So, I think the Cardinals can push them, but I don't think the Brewers are playing their best baseball right now. We have not seen the best out of the Milwaukee Brewers. They're going to step it up as well.
John, as always, we love talking to you about sports. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care, stay healthy, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down hockey and NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got to take a pause for the cause. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, his name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Otherwise, you can just listen to us spit it out about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. We've avoided the elephant in the room for 40 minutes. I can no longer do it, bro. We got to get into it. Let's talk some NBA basketball. And first and foremost, before I give you more of a heart attack, let's congratulate the Golden State Warriors. They made it to another NBA Finals in 6 out of the last 8 years. It's absolutely remarkable. It's just, it's ridiculous, okay? Give them all the credit in the world. They deserve it. Also want to mention, before we get into your Boston Celtics, Darvin Ham getting an opportunity, leaving the Milwaukee Bucks, going to the LA Lakers to hang out with LeBron and company. I don't know how it's going to go, but I give him all the good luck and all the praise in the world. He did a great job with the Milwaukee Bucks, and why not give a guy a shot, to be honest with you? So anything you want to say about those couple things before we address the elephant in the room, which is the Boston Celtics?
Look, with the Golden State Warriors, you hit the nail on the head with it. I mean, it's one of those things that consistency gives you something over the course of time. It just does. And when Steve Kerr got there, he was the guy that pushed the right buttons that got Curry and Clay and Dre and the rest of them to play to a championship level. Not that Mark Jackson before that didn't do anything, but something with Steve Kerr just clicked for those guys, and they've been on a tear ever since. You know, minus 2 years that Clay's been out because of some severe injury issues, but you have to give them all the credit for winning the West. They were my pick about halfway through the season. I said, you know what? They're playing well. I wouldn't want to play the Warriors. They know how to win. They're championship level or caliber players on that team. So whoever they play, whether it is the Boston Celtics or the Miami Heat, those two teams are going to be in for a heck of a series with Golden State, because to stop that offense is going to take some terrific defense, which both of those teams, the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics, play. But it's different when you got Steph Curry or Klay Thompson, who, you know, they have in the arena range, like they're in the parking lot range kind of players. So I'm looking forward to the finals, whoever it is. Obviously, I would prefer that the Celtics play, you know, for another championship. But if it doesn't work out, then I'll get my popcorn, I'll get my soda and nachos, and sit back and watch some good NBA basketball. The second question about Darvin Ham. Yeah, I wish him all the luck. Everybody has to have their first shot at becoming a head coach. He's paid his dues. One does have to wonder if this job is this is a big job. The Lakers is one of those jobs where it's just not, you're just not sent there to coach. I mean, there's a lot that goes with it. And hopefully Darvin Ham can get some good assistance there to help him out and help him navigate you know, all the stuff that comes with being a Los Angeles Laker coach. So we'll see what happens. You have to wonder if management is going to let him coach the way he wants to coach, and just not kind of give in to LeBron and the drama that can come with him. But kudos for him landing the job. I think he's ready for it, but we shall see as time goes on.
Yeah, well said. Okay, so time to address the elephant in the room, which is your Boston Celtics. And, you know, I was talking to you the other day before Game 6, and, you know, I think both of us, a little hesitation to say, yeah, it's a done deal. And I'm sitting there saying to you, look, man, they got to get it done. It's home court advantage for them. Game 6.
Right.
Going back to Miami for a Game 7, it's just – it's tough to do. Like, it's just hard. And you know what? How much can we ask of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to go out there and continue to carry these guys along with Marcus Smart? You know, it's one of those things. Like, they blew it, man. They had a great opportunity. Yep. They had a great shot. So how do you recover? How do you rebound? You know, like, knowing that you blew that one opportunity. Well, not you have two, but – You blew that one opportunity at home, so now you got to go do it on the road, and you don't sleep in the same bed. You don't have the same routine. It's just – it's a little bit different, right? Like, so how do they have the fortitude to go win a Game 7 in Miami and take it and go to the finals, bro? How do they do it?
That's the 64-cent question right there, buddy. I mean, look. During this whole playoff run for Boston, they are like 5-0 or 6-0 or something like that after a loss. They rebound well. They have that experience of coming back from a devastating loss like Game 6 was for them. But you're right. This is different. This is Game 7. This is on the road. This is not at TD Garden. This is at FTX Arena or whatever they call it there in Miami. And then you got to solve the problem with Jimmy Buckets. You know, Jimmy Buckets, you know, he kind of disappeared for a couple of games, and then he let everybody know I'm Jimmy Buckets in Game 6, you know, his outburst. I mean, look, Game 6 was just – it was frustrating to watch for this Boston Celtics fan because you got used to Miami missing shots. The two games, three games, all before that, they were missing threes. They were 0-for-14. Some guys, they were 1-for-18 as a team shooting threes, and they weren't exactly playing all that well. And then the other night, every single shot that they were throwing up from three, it just seemed like it was going in. They hit shots against the shot clock as well. I was frustrated beyond all frustration. There were some calls by the refs that I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me with this? The one that really got me, Dorf, and I'm just going to be honest, was the offensive foul at the towards the end of the game on Tatum. I'm like, what are they looking at? And it was almost one of those things like they were looking to call fouls. They were looking to kind of be the topic of the game a little bit between both teams. I mean, there were some calls that Miami called against them that I was like, wow, that didn't seem like much of a foul. That didn't seem like there's much there. But at the end of the day, Boston didn't do what they were supposed to do. They were supposed to hold serve at home, move on to the finals, play solid basketball. They were up and down. They were missing shots. They fell in love with the three again, and it drives me nuts. And it drives me nuts with any team. They just start shooting threes. They don't have it going, but they continue to shoot threes. And I'm sitting there just yelling at the TV, just going, take it to the rim, get some fouls, get to the foul line, do something along those lines instead of just jocking up threes and bricking them and just have like one pass and a shot and give Miami, you know, multiple possessions that they wouldn't have had if they would just take it to the rack, get some foul shots. I mean, it was so incredibly frustrating to watch for me as a Boston Celtics fan. But I hope today, obviously I hope today they win, but I want to see good ball movement. I want to see shots go in. I want to see them taking it to the rack, drawing fouls, the whole thing. But I'm not so confident that they're going to be able to do it.
Look, I think at the end of the day, bro, what I'm hearing from you is this has been a series of a lot of inconsistency. Like, nobody yep. can get it going, and nobody can keep it going. So a credit a little bit to the defense, I would have to say. But I'm also going to just say that there's been games when Tatum's been bad. There's been games where
yeah.
Jimmy Buckets has just been bad. Like, it's just – it's happened, you know. And unfortunately for me, again, I don't have a dog in the race right now. So if I had a dog in the race, maybe it'd be, like, a little different feel for me. But I'm watching these games, and I'm telling you, dude, they're a hard watch. Like, it's not fun to me to see teams being blown out by 20 or 30 points. It's just not fun. Like, I want to see, even when it was my squad, the Milwaukee Bucks, when they were winning the championship last year, my brother thought I was nuts. One of my best friends thought I was nuts. I'm like, dude, I don't like seeing 20-point games. It's just, that's not in my DNA, man. My DNA is about players going out there, making plays, making it happen, and when it's all on the line, somebody comes up with the goods, okay? Like, that's who I am. That's what I want to see when I'm watching sports. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way. And you know what? The series is 3-3, so it sounds like it's been a great series. But in your honest opinion, bro, has this been a great series? Like, have you felt like if you didn't watch a game, which I'm sure you didn't do, but I'm sure you watched them all, but I missed a couple, and I'll tell you the truth. I didn't feel like I missed anything because I knew I could watch the scoreboard and go, okay, it's going to be another 20-point rout. So I'm just trying to say, to me, 20-point games – it's not that much fun. I want to see I want to see a nail biter, bro. Am I asking for too much?
Out of this series, you probably are. I will agree with you that this series has not been fun to watch. And we just got finished talking about the inconsistencies with both teams and players and stuff. That's what's led to this being kind of unwatchable at times, and the 20-point blowouts, the 35 or 40-point blowouts that have occurred. So, you know, on one end, yeah, I mean, people, there are certain fans out there, they like to see the blowout, especially when the blowout is in favor of their own team. Unlike you, I like to see championship-level basketball and nail biters. Where you get down to the last couple minutes, you got to make a shot, you got to get to the foul line, you got to make a stop defensively. That's what I like watching, and we just haven't been treated to that really at all in this series between the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat. So we'll see what happens today. I'm not holding out much hope that it's a nail biter. I think one team's gonna. I think this is gonna be another 20-point kind of blowout. So we'll see what happens. But I like you. I want to see nail biters. I don't want to see blowouts.
How much of an advantage does Golden State have since they have a little bit more rest than whoever wins this series?
I can be a. The whole rest thing's a bit of a catch 22 with it. You want to get your rest, you want to get healed up, but at the same time, you know, you get used to playing about every other day. You get in a rhythm in terms of your sleep patterns, your eating patterns, workout patterns, game day, all that kind of stuff. So now you get that rest. You don't have that kind of rhythm going. So the other side of it is you come out kind of flat in game one or maybe even game two. So
sure.
We'll see what happens. Sure. I'd rather get the rest. I'd rather have the rest.
All right. We'll see what happens. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up the hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Thank you. Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, his name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother, anything you need to get off your chest? I mean, only a couple minutes left in this hour, and then we will get back into some NBA stuff. We also have a special guest we're going to talk to in hour number two, Jennifer Herrera. She's a women's football player playing in the X League, so we'll talk to her about life, football, and whatever else comes across us. But anything you need to get off your chest, my friend?
You know what, and I hate to do this at this time of the show, but it's just one of those things that kind of stuck out to me with the pregame of the NBA season. They're talking about how you can get involved in the gun violence and the gun problem that we have in this country kind of thing. And I just appreciate a professional organization just trying to reach out to their fans and be like, look, here's what you can do. Here's what some solutions that you can provide or something like that, or people to get in contact with. And, you know, in these kind of times with the stuff that happened this week, I really do appreciate the NBA doing what they did.
No, I agree. You know, I saw Steve Kerr, obviously, after the game. He was very emotional, and his words were extremely heartfelt. I truly My heart goes out to all those families like yours. I mean, it's tragic, man. And it's weird because we're almost numb to it at this point. We kind of expect it. And there's something wrong with that. I got to tell you, man, there's absolutely something wrong with that. So thanks for bringing that to light, Mike. We got to take a break. Hour one is in the books. It's the North on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike. I'm Andy. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News.
More details are being released surrounding the shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, after several parties exchanged gunfire, according to local outlets citing police. Authorities have confirmed six victims were transported to local hospitals. They range in age from teens to people in their 20s. Two of them had life-threatening injuries. A person of interest was reportedly in custody, and police said there were no ongoing threats to the public. Vice President Kamala Harris has called for a ban on assault rifles in the U.S. She stated that an assault weapon is a weapon of war with no place in a civil society. Her remarks came during a visit to Buffalo, New York, where she attended the funeral of a mass shooting victim who was killed. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
President Biden is invoking the Defense Production Act once again to address the baby formula shortage. Biden announced the move on Twitter in hopes of helping the Cargill company deliver the materials needed to boost the production of baby formula. It's the third time his administration has invoked the act in less than a week, which requires companies to accept contracts for purposes of national defense. Former President Donald Trump rallied for Harriet Hageman, who's mounting a primary challenge to Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney has helped the radical Democrat Party weaponize the national security state and law enforcement against MAGA and MAGA supporters.
Representative Cheney voted along with nine other GOP House members to impeach former President Trump for inciting the violence on the U.S. Capitol. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Texas lawmakers will be meeting with President Biden on Sunday on his visit to Uvalde. State Senator Roland Gutierrez saying a new school needs to be built in Uvalde, where 19 children were killed this week in a mass shooting at the local elementary school. This as people are demanding answers regarding a long delay for police to get into the classroom where the gunman shot and killed those children and two teachers. Kathy Gallardo Garcia is a teacher in Uvalde.
An hour and 20 minutes. Could the tragedy have been avoided?
you know, period, if they had gone in right away, you know, would we be not having to deal with these deaths? To see the faces of these grieving mothers and fathers, brothers, sisters, grandmothers.
Ukraine says it needs more American long-range rocket launchers to fight off Russian forces. The Russian assault on eastern Ukraine intensified on Saturday, and reports say invading forces appear close to seizing all of the Luhansk region. Sunday is a very busy sports day, with Game 7 of the NBA Eastern Conference Finals taking place tonight in Miami, the Heat hosting the Boston Celtics. That game set to tip at just after 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And NASCAR drivers in Charlotte for the Coca-Cola 600, where the green flag drops just after 6:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome into the Dorf on Sports weekend edition, Memorial Day weekend style. Got to thank our people that take care of us. We appreciate you so, so much. We can't thank you enough, to be honest with you. And along with me, my tag team partner in crime, his name is Mike Wilson. Again, I'm Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways. You can always call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, so much to talk about. Game sevens we have. That's a special thing in sports. Major League Baseball in full throttle. Golf is going on. Scotty back at it once again. Like, dude, the sports world just never stops for us, bro. That gives us that gift that just keeps on giving, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the gift that just keeps on giving. And I've been having a conversation with my son there, big boy, and he's just like, Beavers win the Pac-12 title today. Celtics win by 30 today. He has positive thoughts only. It's positive thoughts around the Wilson household today. So he's all fired up. He's ready to go. But I told him I'd give him a little shout out on the radio for being so positive with our team today. So there you go, Zach.
Hey, you know what? Positivity is kind of the word, because on the other side, Jennifer Herrera, she's all about positivity. Trust me, man. And we're going to hear her story. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. Call 559-761-9421 for the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is call 559-761-9421 or go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. That's YourCreditPulse.com.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to call 559-321-6701 or visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. Call 559-321-6701 now.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. He is Mike Wilson, making her debut on the program today. Having a little feedback, so hopefully people can turn things down so things will work out a little bit better. But making her debut here on the program, I'm really excited to welcome her, to be honest with you, Mike Wilson. Met her at the gym the other day. Just a fantastic person, playing in a women's football league. There's a lot to talk about here. There's a ton to dive into, but we want to welcome Jennifer Herrera to the program, Dorf on Sports. Jennifer, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Glad to have you. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you, too. Happy Sunday. I'm very excited. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. So listen, the other day I happened to share the story about how I met you to my partner. I said, look, I'm at the gym. I see this impressive young lady doing her thing. And I go up to her and I say, what the heck are you training for? And boom, she flat out tells me I'm a football player. I say to her flat out right after that, I go, that's like the coolest thing I've ever heard. Talk to me. Tell me a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about how you became a football player, Jennifer.
Well, first of all, the fact that you even called me a young lady, I'm very flattered by that. So
Hey, by the way, well, you are a young lady compared to me. You know that. So
yes, I guess that's true. I guess that's true. Well, I guess we don't want to mislead anybody here. I guess I'll be honest. I'm 38 years old. I'm a mother of three. So as far as anybody, you know, from outward appearances, I'm just like any other woman. But I have been playing sports my whole life. And last year I did see just an advertisement, something about football being formed, a team for Arizona. And that's pretty much all it took. I saw something like that. And the first thought in my mind was I could totally do that. And so I saw that they were going to be putting together when they were going to have the open tryouts. And I just began. This was about a year ago. I want to say this was about June last year. So I just started training on my own. I started doing what I believed to be what would be, you know, things that I needed to learn and just refine my skills and footwork and things like that, and did a lot more researching and studying. Watched out for when they were going to put the tryouts. And I believe they released a tryout date sometime in November or December. I thought it was going to be January 22nd. I unfortunately live about 3 hours away from the actual town and city in Phoenix where everybody tryouts and plays. That didn't stop me, though. I drove 3 hours. It was January 22nd, tried out for the team, and I made the team right there, and we've been going ever since.
It's fantastic. So, again, Jennifer Herrera, ex-league football. She's on the Arizona Red Devils. Mike, go ahead, partner. Sorry.
Hi, Jennifer. It's nice to meet you. This is Mike Wilson. And the story that that my partner there told me left out the whole thing of, hey, I'm not trying to be a creep kind of thing, you know, when he's trying to talk to you and introduce himself.
No, but, he didn't have total creep status. I've met a lot of bad creeps out there. But no, he didn't have total creep status. He was okay.
Yeah, and he's the furthest thing from a creep. That's for sure. He's a little crazy, but he's not a creep. That's for sure.
He definitely has the face for radio, so that's for sure.
Come on, exactly. Now. You guys are butchering me right now. Come on, now. Hey, I encourage people, go to my Facebook page. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a pretty good-looking guy. So I got a face for radio and TV, by the way. So I do television and radio. So I ain't mad at both of you for going at me, but I got to defend myself here and there.
Defend yourself. Yeah.
Look,
Dorf, it depends on what your definition of a good looking man is. I mean, it's probably a little different from Jennifer's and mine right now. But anyway, I digress. Jennifer, what's been the biggest obstacle or the biggest, criticism when people find out about you playing football? Are they kind of suspicious of the whole thing? They kind of brush you off a little bit? Or, you know, what's been the reaction from, family, friends, and just people in general?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question, because I can tell you I've gotten completely all mixed responses. Obviously from like my friends here in town, and I'm involved in the community. If anybody follows me on Instagram or anything like that, they see that I have a whole bike life crew. I ride with the group called the City Boys here in Yuma. It's a BMX crew. We have our 928 bike life. And so, like, believe it or not, it's a very big supporters community, and they have backed me up so much. A lot of the answers that I did get, because I do play sports in town, I play soccer here, most of the answers I got from people when I even mentioned that I was going to play football was, oh, yeah, I could totally see that. Like, everybody completely was like, oh, yeah, you totally can play football. Or I got, like, Jennifer, if there was a sport made for you, this is it. So I felt like, okay, I'm on the right path. But as far as, like, even outside of that, people that didn't know me or that don't know me now, when they see me, it's a lot of either when I tell them what position I play, you know, guys like to give their feedback and think, like, nah, I think you would be good for this. That's the fun part. I also get even just the feeling of the longevity and the sustainability of the sport itself. You know, when you look at people who want to possibly invest or anything like that, we're really trying to root for this being something that can be successful. And so the idea of it for us is we're really trying to push the future of it. We're really trying to push the young ladies. We're trying to be the pioneers, so to speak, for young girls to look up to, because this is something you definitely can bring your daughters to. I have a daughter as well. She's 15. So, you know, we're really just trying to kind of show that anybody can do it. If you saw the women that are out on the field standing next to me, the women that are on my team, they're amazing. You know, they're all from 18 to 31, and then there's me at 38, and some have children, some don't. We're all different backgrounds, different athletic abilities. Most of us have actually never, ever played football, you know, because as you can imagine, it's not something that we were ever told we could play. So this is really gotten a lot of answers, and I get positive. Most of it is very positive. Most of it is just I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed to get people that support me and back me up. And then pretty much they take one look at me up and down and they're like, yeah, I can see it. So that's actually kind of like the cherry on the top for me.
That is the voice of Jen Herrera, ex-league football player. It's a women's league. It's coming out. When does everything get started? Give us the skinny on that.
Okay, so tomorrow, actually, they are going to be dropping the information. If you follow EXT, that's EXT Football on Instagram and the X League on Facebook. They are going to be releasing the information to be able to watch the league live, all the games live, the fan pass. So they're going to get that information to you tomorrow. June 5th is our kickoff. That's going to be in Chicago. The game, the Chicago Blitz are going to be playing. And after that, the games go on after that. You can find the schedule as well on the football page, the same thing, the X-League football page, the Facebook, the Instagram. Our game is actually this July 15th. That's going to be in Phoenix at the Legacy Stadium or Bell Bank Park. And after that, it just kind of goes every few weeks. So just keep watching. There's not going to be a lot of games per team. I think that with COVID and everything, we were just very lucky to have a season this year.
I agree. But so tell us about some of the other cities that are involved. We know that Phoenix is involved. Who else is involved with this?
Oh, man, you've got L.A., you've got Seattle, you have Denver, you have Chicago. I feel like I'm leaving out a few. I'm going blank. I apologize.
Is Kansas City in the mix as well?
Kansas City, I believe it was in the mix, and I believe that they are unfortunately not able to form a team.
These are the teams that I see: the Los Angeles team, the Austin team, the Denver team, the Seattle team, the Chicago team, the Atlanta team, and then if the Kansas City team, the Forest is out, then we have the Arizona Red Devils. So everybody except for the Kansas City Forest will be in there then, correct?
Correct.
Sounds good. And again, you said the kicks off June 5th. The game here is July 13th,
14th, 15th? July 15th. Okay. It's Friday. It's Friday, July 15th at Bell Bank Park. It's a brand new stadium. It also opened up in January as well. That was where our official tryouts were on the 22nd this year.
Beautiful. Hey, do you have a little bit more time to hang with us? Can we keep you for another segment? And I kind of want to get into your whole Juicy Jen Fit Instagram and kind of tell us about that. And let's pump that a little bit. Do you mind? Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. I would love to. Thank you.
All right. So, hey, let's take a little pause for the cause, and we'll come back with Jen Herrera, ex-football league player. She's part of the Women's Football League. It's absolutely fantastic stuff. We're all about it. We want to help promote this and get the word out there. So we're all about it. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to continue this conversation. On the other side, Jen Herrera, our guest, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All righty, my people, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, who thinks he's a good-looking guy, but hey, I ain't mad at him. That's Mike Wilson. We got the character in Jennifer Herrera, who's part of the X-Football League, Women's Football League, and both of these guys, they're going at me left and right, and it's all good. At the end of the day, I hope you know that what we say on the air is supposed to be fun and games to a certain degree, and it is. But the information that we're giving about Jennifer is real. They can poke fun at me and tell you how good-looking or bad-looking they think I am. We all know the truth. All you got to do, go to Facebook, man. Check me out. Andy Dorf. I'm right there. You can make your own. We should have like a poll. Is he good looking or is he bad looking? I ain't mad. Let's go after it, people. I feel confident in myself. So it's all good. I ain't mad at either one of you guys. Keep poking fun at me. It's honestly, it is all good. But we're hanging out with Jennifer Herrera. I told you she's part of the X League Football League, which is for women. It's coming out this summer. I got to ask you, like, when they made the schedule, just thinking about this, how happy were you that there was only one game in Arizona in July versus playing here every single week when it's 100 and stupid out there?
Oh, I like that. 100 and stupid. I'm going to use that. Is that a real temperature? Is that a science term?
That, you know what? That's for anything. When you start going out there, and like me, I'm on the tennis courts, and I'm like losing my brain and my mind out there, and all of a sudden I'm going, okay, this is just stupid. So, yeah, 100 and stupid. You can use it. You can use it. You can abuse it, and you can steal it from me. That's fine.
Okay. Well, you know, I have to tell you that not too much of that, believe it or not, crossed my mind. I've been playing sports my whole life, and I've grown up, and I'm born and raised here in Arizona. So it's pretty much it is what it is. We did, obviously, we were all hoping, you know, that we were going to have, like, an indoor area. But, you know, it's our first year, our first season. We kind of got to gain some notoriety before we get spoiled like that. But
hey, but speaking of which,
for sure, there's times that we've been blessed though. So far, it has not actually been that hot, and we do practice still outside.
I agree.
So we've been really lucky. It's not hot.
Well, do me a favor, because I don't want to get caught speeding, because you've made me think of something. Explain how the game is going to be set up, because it's not going to be 11 on 11. I want you to explain this to my partner, because you've already told me. So explain how the football field is going to be, how many players are on the field. Explain the game a little bit to us.
Okay, so obviously we're working with a smaller field. So it's 70 yards, 50 yards, 10 yards for each goal. And we do not do any field goal kicks. We do punt. And reasonably the same thing is very similar to football as far as the four downs and, you know, 10 yards you get four downs. All that's pretty similar. We're going to be 7-on-7. So how it is set up for the most part, you got three on the line, you have your quarterback, and then you have your running back and your two receivers.
What position are you playing?
I play center on offense. And if I do play defense, I play on the D line. For sure.
I love it. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, my question was going to be this. I used to coach high school football. What kind of offense do you guys run? Is it like a running offense? Is it a throwing offense? Is it a little of both? Like, what's kind of the schematics of how you guys play?
So from what I've been told with my coaches is that most of what a lot of this is and what we've been practicing for is a lot of this is passing plays. They're not going to be really far passes. Again, because, you know, a lot of us are very new and things like that. But as far as we've gone, we've been able to most of it's going to be running passing plays. We've been practicing a little bit more handoffs, things like that. It's a lot of it is going to be, I think, I really want to say, just going to be based on the skill level. We're really kind of trying to see how well developed we can get our skills, how well developed we can get our teamwork and how we work together. So I really, anything's possible, but for most of it, yeah, we're really just kind of working with our coaches to try and see what we can really develop together.
What kind of a quarterback do you have? Does she have a good arm? Is she quick? Is she elusive? Does she have a little bit of all of that? Like, and then I'm assuming you have a running back, a wide receiver. So tell us a little bit about the dynamics of everything.
Oh man, you know, pretty much if you saw everybody, they fit right in. Our running backs are fierce and strong. I have this one girl on my team. Her name is JC. She's Puerto Rican. She is fierce. I can tell you right now, you don't want to get in front of her. She is just she's very unassuming, and in her fierceness, she's one of our running backs. We have our wide receivers. Well, one of my girls' name is Haley. She is fast, like she is just fast and fierce. So I believe she might be one of the fastest runners in the league, like flat out.
So you're playing
great hands.
You're playing with real pads, right? Like tell Mike, like this is not the lingerie league. This is like legit. You're playing real football, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've got our pads on. We've got the helmets. Our helmets are a little different though. Then we don't have the front grill. How it comes out,
okay.
It's very similar to like a hockey mask. And but yeah, we've got the shoulder pads. We're not wearing very much though. I'll tell you right now, we're not wearing as much as like full NFL players are going. We're really going like jungle ball hood style with this, for sure.
I love it. I love it. It's like the old school days
afraid.
Of football.
I mean, we're not afraid.
Yeah, it's like the old school days of football when they were out there wearing leather helmets, man. Like just going at it. Kind of barbaric a little bit, to be honest with you. But hey, I love it. So tell people how they can follow you. How can they check you out? How can they find you on Instagram?
Okay, so me personally, I am Juicy Jen Fit, all one word. I have a backup account with an underscore, but that's just a backup account. But yeah, it's Juicy Jen Fit. What you're going to find when you come follow my page, it's going to be a lot of positivity, pretty much just that's it. It's all me sharing my lifestyle with athletics, my lifestyle in general. I don't really have anything in my personal life on there. That's kind of really not what I use this for. Use this platform back in 2020 when, you know, everything was kind of falling apart and we were all kind of a little lost. And I decided that I was really kind of sick of all the negativity in the world, and I felt that, you know, if I was going to do anything, I wanted to inject as much positivity as I could. And that's really what I jumped on using Instagram for, and that was it. I started showing workout videos in my backyard that I was doing, just sharing my workouts at the gym, me on my bike. Every morning I would, for a long time, I would just say good morning to everybody on there and give a little greeting, something, a little blessing, something I was in the mood to share with. Just really, that's it. It's just a lot of positivity, maybe some funny stuff. A lot of my biking is on there with my bike crew. Yeah, that's really what you're going to find. A lot of the, you know, and then especially if you really want to see all the hot girls playing football, definitely come follow me because I got them on lock.
It's Juicy Jen Fit. It's all one word, capital J for juicy, but everything else is lowercase, correct?
Emphasis on the juicy, yes.
All right, so hey, and let me tell you, when the first time I met you, I could tell right away you were good people, and I wanted to help you. I want to get this word out about what you're doing. I want to promote you as a person because I looked at your Instagram account too. You're all about positivity. You're inspiring. You want to bring people up, and I think we need more people like you in this world. So here's my ask, my plan, and kind of what I want to do with you moving forward. I want to have you on with us every single week as much as possible. I want to get the skinny about what you're doing here in Arizona with the football team. I want to hear about the season. I want to hear about all the good things that you're doing on Instagram and helping people just improve their lives, try to be inspirational. So I want to make you part of what we're doing if you're okay with that.
Oh my God, I would absolutely be so honored. I feel so honored. Thank you so much. I would love to.
Look, your debut was absolutely impressive as all hell. You came on with fire just the way that you were in the gym. Like, Mike, I'm telling you right now, bro, she's intimidating as hell. So I don't know how in the hell I even went up to her to say, hey, what's up? What the heck are you doing in here? Because sometimes you see people in the gym, okay? And you know that they have a higher purpose. You know that there's a greater purpose for what they're doing. And I absolutely just could feel that with you. So that's the only reason I went up to you and said anything to you is because I knew you weren't in there just doing a regular thing. You're not your average ordinary person. You're seriously, you are a total badass, and I'm so happy that I met you that day at the gym. Seriously,
I appreciate you for that. Yeah, you definitely can see I was when you see me going in there trying to bust out some pull-ups, you know I'm not in there trying to build a booty.
Oh, hell no. No, this
yeah,
girl
and I appreciate that as well. Most people look at me and they think I have, like, fuck off written across my forehead, and I look like I'm, you know, don't want anybody to talk to me. But then you see it takes 10 seconds once you talk to me. I'm a total goofball. I love people. I love, you know, I love sharing this energy. I think that we all could just, you know, we all could use a little bit more kindness to each other. We
I
all
agree.
Could be a little bit more kind and loving and encouraging to each other. I honestly don't care what you look like. A lot of times when I'm in the gym and I see, like, young athletes or young kids trying to do something, I try to correct them just to help them out, not as some know-it-all, but just
totally,
because
totally
nobody I hey. Wasn't there, nobody was helping me. So
we gotta run. I hate to cut you off. You're awesome. We're catching up with you next week. Jen Herrera, part of the X League Football Women's League, Dorf on Sports, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We gotta take a break. Keep it close.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
That's 800-915-9654.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
All righty, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can too, by the way. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Let's get back into some NBA basketball. Boston Celtics, Miami Heat going at it later on today to find out who's going to be playing the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals. Golden State, a little bit easier route than either one of these teams, obviously with this last series that they both played. But with that being said, Celtics got to go on the road, Game 7 style. They had Game 7 style at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. They were able to get it done there. Now an opportunity in Miami, Game 7. Jason Tatum, he's going to have to be special. Jaylen Brown, he's going to have to be special. Marcus Smart, he's going to have to wreak havoc and cause troubles and problems on the defensive side. And you know what? Hit some timely three balls. And, you know, a guy that was killing the Bucks, I'll be honest with you, man. The guy that was killing the Bucks and hasn't been as good from distance as Grant Williams for them throughout this series. Al Horford hasn't been as good, hasn't been on the floor as much. I understand all that. But I got to tell you, man, I think the level of play has gone down from this series, from the last series, just a little bit. And again, maybe that's part of the reason why this has been an extremely difficult watch for me, bro. I don't like seeing 20-point routes. It's just it's not in my DNA. So do we have a good Game 7? Like, seriously, man, are we going to have a nail-biter?
Personally, I hope so, and I hope Gangrene comes out on top today, even if it's a nail-biter. But I'm not holding out much hope that we're going to get a nail-biter. Like, my heart wants a close game coming down to the last few possessions, but my head tells me it is what it is, and these two teams, one either plays very well and the other just sucks. That's what my head is telling me, but my heart you know, want something different. But we'll see. Look, Grant Williams, he's an enigma to me. Like, he's undersized. They play him kind of at the forward position. He's a Charles Barkley type. Like, he gets in there, he likes to mix it up, but he's undersized at 6'5". He has to play players that are bigger than him, probably maybe a little stronger than him. Can he shoot it? Yes, he can shoot it, but to me, he can be streaky at best. So to get something out of him would be great. I'm not holding out much hope right now. I mean, he's been in foul trouble for a few of these games as well, especially the last game in game six. He was certainly in foul trouble. There were some fouls that were called on him that I was like, wow, that there's not much there. But at the same time, look, it's all hands on deck today for both teams. You sell out, you're diving for balls, you're doing the little things. And, you know, look, the guy that surprised me throughout this whole playoffs, and he's kind of been up and down, but to me he's been a little bit more up, is White, the backup point guard for Boston. He's come in, he's hit some threes, he's played some defense. He's done pretty well, in my opinion. So hopefully White can get can have some of that, you know, chutzpah, you know, a little bit today for Boston. But we'll see. I just want a close game, but I don't think we're going to get it.
You're talking about Derek White, who's actually been very good for them.
Right.
He came over from San Antonio. Played pretty well under Pop, too. But, look, the bottom line is this, man. You go out there, you go get it. They're a three-point favorite on the road. I'm pretty shocked at that. But that tells me that maybe once again, Hero may not be playing for Miami, is probably my guess there. Look, who's going to be the bigger star, Jason Tatum or Jimmy Buckets, right? Like, come on, man. Let's I hate to make it so simple, but truth be told, sometimes it really is. It's just that simple. Who's going to be the bigger star? Like, Jimmy Buckets took him out in game six. Jimmy Buckets was absolutely ridiculous in game six, right? So who gets the better in game seven? Is it Jason Tatum, who's on the road? Like, Jimmy Buckets was on the road in game six. Like, you don't have to worry about your home crowd booing you in the this and that and the other, right? So who's the bigger star? Is it Jimmy Buckets or is it Jason Tatum today?
Look, your head would tell you that it's going to be Jimmy Bucket. They're at home. He's sleeping in his own bed. He has all the creature comforts of being at home. But once again, this is a Boston Celtic team that after a loss, they play well, and Tatum plays well. So if we go with that theory for today's game, it wouldn't shock me that Tatum comes up big. You know, that he scores 30 or more. But it's such a difficult thing to do because the series has been so up and down, Dorf. It's hard to get a read on it. Like, the last few games, I'm sitting there and I'm texting with my son, and he's just frustrated as all hell. You know, he's a 17-year-old kid. He wants his team to win, and he's exchanging texts with me that a lot of people would think would be inappropriate between father and son. But for us, it's normal. But I had to tell him, like, look, there's no flow to this game. Like, you know, halfway through the first quarter or halfway through the first half, you kind of get – most games have a flow to them. And the last few games, or maybe the whole series, maybe to you, there isn't any flow. One team just goes on a run and – that's it. There's really no comeback to that. So we'll see what happens today. But one team has to establish some kind of rhythm. They have to establish some kind of force, and the other team has to meet that same energy, or they're gonna get left behind and not win the Larry Bird Trophy for the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Obviously, a game taking place a little bit later on today, and we'll be watching that, obviously, definitely can't wait for it. What do you think about Scotty, man, coming out once again on the PGA Tour? I mean, leading the way here on Sunday. Like, I love seeing him dominate, but I've gotten very used to seeing new winners all the time. Starting to see Scotty up there all the time. Like, it's almost getting boring a little bit, to be honest with you, Mike.
Getting boring. It's not getting boring for him.
I agree.
If Scotty can keep doing what he's doing, he's going to win. He's going to make a lot of money. He's going to win a lot of tournaments. So,
yep.
I have no problem with a player kind of going through a time that he's dominating. You know, he becomes the guy with the target on the back, like Tiger's been his whole career. Like I think domination, and I think teams or individuals that have that target on their back and they're just the team to beat or the guy to beat on the course is a good thing for that sport. And if Scotty's going to turn into that guy, more power to him, man.
Hey, we haven't talked much about this either. Now I'm just kind of going around the sports world a little bit. But there is a big tennis tournament happening, the French Open. You got Novak and you got Rafa. Rafa's in a tough one right now. Novak has been cruising. He got by Diego Schwartzman in three very easy sets. Zarieva also playing right now. He's up two sets. Nadal he's split with the young guy from Canada, Felix Unger Salmi. He's split with him. So there's a lot riding here for Rafa. Like, let's be honest, dude. This guy's the master of clay. So if he goes down here, I guess that's the story to me. If Rafa doesn't win another French Open, that's the story here, Mike.
Right. Look, when we talk tennis, big boy, I lean on you because that's your sport. That's what you know the best because you play, you coach it, the whole thing. What is it that makes Rafa so good on clay? I mean, it's like Federer on grass. Like, and you know, Federer, I know he's won the French, but he hasn't done it to the extent that Rafa's done it. What makes these players just on certain surfaces just so dominant?
Great question. It's where he's grown up. It's what he's most comfortable on. He spent most of his life playing on clay. And it's similar for Roger. He played a lot on grass. You know, that's why he's so dominant on that one surface. But what Rafa does is just remarkable. I mean, come on, man. Like, this guy is just the ultimate warrior. When you talk about a tennis player with all the injuries and how much he's been so battle-tested over the years, this guy is just – that's where he's most at home. And he plays his best tennis on the clay. Again, he's played that way his whole life. That – a lot, like two-thirds of the world actually plays most of the time on clay. Just here in the U.S., it's one of those things. We have the hard courts, right? So that's why you see a lot of more Americans having success on the hard courts versus any other surface. So it's really more about how you grew up, where you grew up, and the surface that was most comfortable or the surface that you were introduced to be honest with you. So, you know, like for me, for instance, I enjoy clay, but I'm not as comfortable on it. You know, I slide around a little bit on the clay. Your footing isn't as good. So you have to kind of know how to move out there. And the same goes with grass. It's a little bit more challenging with how you move out there on those surfaces. You know, the hard courts, it's pretty cut and dry. It's a hard court. It's really hard. If you fall on that thing, it's going to hurt, you know, whereas if you fall on grass, it doesn't necessarily hurt as much. You fall on clay, it doesn't hurt as much. So it's a little bit different. Real quick, want to touch base with you on NFL football. I don't know where we are with the Deshaun Watson situation at this moment in time because they say they're close, but ultimately, I think we both are probably on the same page. He's probably going to wind up being suspended. It's just a matter of how many games, right?
Right. In my head, Dorf, it's an 8-game suspension. That's what I'm just kind of working off of in my head in terms of what they've done with other players. So an 8-game suspension would be good. The question for the Browns is, what are you going to do with Baker? What are you going to do with Mayfield? You know, are you going to keep him around for the first 8 games and play him? And
good
wait
question.
Until Deshaun comes back, and you're going to try and move him after those 8 games. If he plays
yep.
well, maybe the value of him
right.
goes up. That's the
right.
question in Cleveland, man.
Good questions. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back and do what we always do. It's called Parting Shot Time. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. 800-723-2391. That's 800-723-2391.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All righty, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Before we get into what we always do, which is called Parting Shots, just want to remind you, you can always check us out, follow us, and do all that good stuff with us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Got to thank John Poulter, who joined us in hour number one. We talk hockey and baseball with him. And Jennifer Herrera made her debut on the program today. We'll catch up with her on a weekly basis now throughout her women's football season. Yeah, the X-League people, it's here. So we'll be talking to her each and every week about what's going on there. But, Mike, at this time, my friend, you know what it is. It's Parting Shot Time. You are up.
Look, two words, Game 7, Boston Celtics, Miami Heat. It doesn't get any better than this. It goes out to both teams. Have a great game. Make it a close game. Make it a memorable game. Take that Larry Bird trophy and move on to play the Golden State Warriors, which I think it's going to be a great NBA Finals regardless of who is there. But obviously I am rooting for my Boston Celtics today and Oregon State Beavers in the championship game of the Pac-12 baseball tournament.
Look, bottom line is this, bro. I'm all about star power, okay? And I'm just saying this, man. There's a lot more star power with those Boston Celtics when you got Jaylen Brown, you got Jason Tatum, you got Marcus Smart, you got a little bit of attitude. So I think there's something to that, to be honest with you. And then obviously Golden State with Steph and Clay and Dre and Jordan Poole. There's a lot more star power, bro. So I'm hoping your Boston Celtics can pull it out, dude. So I'm right there with you. For Mike, for Robert, I say peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day, everybody. Take care now.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.